Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on WBBM. New gun legislation has now been approved by both the Illinois House and Senate. The bill passed the House by a 75-40 vote yesterday. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya with more.
The State House is the latest to pass a measure that would require background checks on the private sales of guns. The bill also modernizes the Firearm Owner ID or FOID card, allowing people who voluntarily provide their fingerprints automatic renewals of the cards when making gun purchases. State police would also be given more money in order to more quickly process FOID and concealed carry cards. The legislation would allow FOID cards to be stored on people's smartphones. The bill is one step away from going to Governor Pritzker's desk. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A 21-year-old Chicago man on electronic monitoring for a firearm offense is facing additional charges after multiple guns and hundreds of rounds of ammunition were found in his home.
Sheriff's deputies with the electronic monitoring unit were doing a check on Turhan Morris after he requested that he be allowed to move from his home on the 8100 block of South Avalon. The sheriff's office says they saw a firearm magazine and ammunition in his bedroom. A search turned up a dozen guns, brass knuckles, and about 900 rounds of ammunition, also about 30 grams of marijuana. He had been on electronic monitoring since last October for a case involving aggravated unlawful use of a weapon. He is now off electronic monitoring and locked up. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A man from southwest suburban Burbank is charged with attempted murder for allegedly shooting another man during a test drive of a vehicle in Oak Lawn. 23-year-old Abdullah Jugmana is accused of shooting a 19-year-old Round Lake man as he was test driving a vehicle that he was selling. A witness told police the vehicle was driving at a high speed before crashing into a tree near the intersection of Oak Park Avenue and 95th Street. Both men are hospitalized. The CTA is working with the Chicago Department of Public Health to bring COVID vaccine stations to some L stations every Monday and Friday. The vaccines will be offered on the CTA's mobile vaccination bus that will be parked outside the stations. More info can be obtained on the city's vaccination website. Chicago's iconic Palmer House Hotel is reopening today. The hotel had been closed for the past year because of the pandemic. The reopening includes a new indoor swimming pool and the uncovering of the once-hidden vaulted glass dome ceiling. They were part of a $2.2 million renovation. The hotel is marking its 150th anniversary this year. Chicago police are issuing a community alert after a woman reportedly stabbed three people, threatened to shoot another for no apparent reason over the past 2 weeks. The incidents were reported in Edgewater, Uptown, and East Lakeview. The YMCA of Metropolitan Chicago is scrambling to hire enough staff to open summer camps next week.
Those YMCA camps are in Illinois, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Bobby Thomas, executive director of several YMCA camps, tells the Tribune that camp directors are worried about campers feeling comfortable enough to return, and they're struggling to get enough counselors. Thomas tells the paper that part of the manpower shortage is tied to the pandemic. Many of the YMCA counselors in the past have come from abroad. He says management staff is filling the worker gap, where there is a large wait list of kids hoping to attend camp. Keith Johnson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The mayor's latest plan for a curfew on late-night liquor sales in Chicago is expected to come up for a vote in the city's license committee today. The mayor is now supporting a compromise ordinance. It would cut off packaged liquor sales at midnight instead of 10 p.m. That's what she earlier proposed. Several business groups continue to oppose the plan.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.